If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Could there be a new Hollywood relationship? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
All right, starting off is Britton Moore, who was on The Voice, performing Coldplay's Yellow during The Voice Blind auditions and earned a four-chair turn.
Come on. That's what the family's doing right now. Turn around.
And it was called
kind of a cool voice, eh? Character voice.
Hit it.
I want to know what happens now.
There it is. Chairs are flipping around. There we go.
That was beautiful. Britton Moore chose Team Adam Levine. Which, hearing how he sounds, yes, that would be a good fit
Adam,
for him.
Adam,
you definitely
Katoli.
Should be on Team Adam. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more from Britton Moore.
We're the big studio.
Let's do this first.
Number two.
Ariana Grande in an interview talking about how she wants studios and music labels to provide new talent with therapists.
We're the big studio. We're the ones funneling this money into this plan. We know it's going to work because this is what we do. We know how your life is going to change.
Yeah.
We see how it can change and impact people in a negative way. We should be responsible for protecting you from that.
I could not agree with her more. She's saying that they really should include in these contracts weekly therapy sessions. And like she said, these labels, they know what happens when the stars get really bright and get really big. And also, if you want this celebrity, this performer, this singer to produce more music for you and be able to handle the media tours and go on tour, you need to offer some of that support because we can only imagine how overwhelming it is to go from nobody knows your name to everyone knows your name, everyone knows your whereabouts, everyone's paparazzi with cell phones.
Well, that's the thing.
That's a lot.
All about social media and the paparazzi. Like you mentioned, Elizabeth, you look back, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, those artists didn't have to deal with that. They could have some privacy. But now it's like, oh, no, I got to get a picture.
Well, and
I'm posted here.
I appreciate the company that we work for here, Audacy. And we have the I'm Listening podcast and the I'm Listening campaign. And our company is talking so much about mental health and it's okay to not feel okay and providing all this support. They're also practicing what they preach. They offer that for all of us here, too, because when you are in the public arena, and you are opening yourself
up
to the masses to offer their points, their critiques, their comments, social media, the trolls. It is a lot. And I think it's great that our company provides that because kind of like the record labels, they're putting us out there to do this. And yes, we're doing it willingly and things like that. But you can't always foresee how mean the public can be and trying to navigate through that. But I love that she's talking about this. And I really do think they need to think about how are they supporting, essentially, their employees, like any good company would.
you have to support them so they keep churning out hits, right? Yeah, well, absolutely. Because, not just dish them to the side and say, all right, next.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah. Take care of the person. If your personal life is in order, your professional life will be too.
Number one.
Is there a new bromance that is brewing?
What?
Anybody else thought it was odd when you saw these two at the Super Bowl? Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
There were a lot of big stars at the game. The biggest surprise to me, I have to say, the big shock of the night was learning that Pete Davidson is now dating Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Everybody at our Super Bowl party saw them and thought,
what? That's the.
How did those two get seated together? Are working on a new project? Like, what happened there?
Oh, I get to sit next to you? Oh, great. Yeah. I love Yellowstone. Oh, you're not on the show anymore? Sorry.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring
exactly.
it up.
Exactly.